Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Let's see. So today on the radio show, I'm quite confident that we're going to have Fish on Friday on Tuesday, Jeffrey. And the reason, and this is, by the way, like last week, when I was waylaid by COVID and I wasn't here, and you and Kevin Cerrito were holding up the enterprise, not only did I abandon you, Charles abandoned you. That was shocking. And but I know that he is I'm pretty confident that we're going to have him in the second hour today because we've already taped it. And we've already taped it because it's Rosh Hashanah and he's getting himself to synagogue. And so he couldn't be here in his normal slot in the second hour here on Tuesday, Fish on Friday on Tuesday. But we have recorded the segment and it's one of the best, Jeffrey, don't you think?
Absolutely
one of the best. So we'll do that in the second hour. Chris Harrington will join us when we'll talk about Fred VanVleet's injury. Is it bad that I don't like the Rockets? And so I wasn't appropriately sympathetic.
I think this is a big deal for them.
I think it is a big deal for them. Now, I promise. This is true. I'd have to atone for the fact. If I really celebrated the injury of Fred VanVleet, then I would have to atone for my feelings about it because that would be terrible. The guy's done for the year, torn ACL before the year even begins, okay? But I don't feel bad for Rocket fans. How about that?
Yeah, but let's be real. 95% of why we don't root for injuries is just so that it doesn't turn around. Well, it doesn't turn around and happen to us, too.
Yeah, because I think it would make me a horrible human being. And I try to, I have had my moments, but I try to avoid that. What it will mean is, he was like, they don't have a lot of guards. They got about 10 billion front court players. But they don't have a lot of guards. What it will mean is that Amen Thompson is going to run the show. And so you're going to be all in. And he obviously has a massive upside. Now, he's not a great shooter. Shooting, except for Durant, is going to be a problem. It seems to me for the Rockets. And then the other thing they're going to have to do is they're going to have to take the bubble. They're going to have to break the glass on Reed Shepherd.
Yep.
It didn't play him barely at all last year, and so you're gonna have to start deploying Reed Shepherd. Anyway, we'll talk to Chris Harrington about that straight up at 10 o'clock. Grizzlies media day, by the way, is a week from yesterday. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, I may abandon you then too, and be down there in FedEx Forum. Like, we are closing in on the NBA season. So we'll talk to Chris. We'll talk to, indeed, I already have talked to Charles Fishman. Fish on Friday. On Tuesday, and then the first hour, it's just going to be us here talking about all manner of things. Jimmy Kimmel's return tonight. Do we have a Sinclair station? Do we have Nexstar? Do you know? It's all way too complicated for me. Sinclair evidently is not going to be carrying the show. Nexstar hasn't commented. I don't really know how it's going to work. Anyway, that's happening. As I said, Rosh Hashanah, Happy New Year to our Jewish listeners. And we got other things to get into. But let's start with last night's proceedings, Jeffrey. Were you shocked? I personally, I'm wrong about so many things so often. I do feel like, I feel at least for now, vindicated on the Dan Campbell front. That when it felt like everybody in the universe was telling you the Lions were going to take a giant step back because they lost both their coordinators. And partly this is because maybe I consider the Lions my second team. If I had to have an NFC team, that they would be the Lions. It's a beaten down city like Memphis and like Buffalo. And so I'm and then of course we have a cabin in Michigan and I have deep roots in Michigan and Claire's from Michigan. And so I am a Lions fan secondarily. And the notion that because you lose your coordinators, Dan Campbell, all of a sudden he is some giant mascot, always irritated me. And honestly, yes, you're losing your coordinators. You're also getting back one of the best defensive players in the entire league and other defensive players because that team was ravaged by injuries. And so first week you come out and like, I'm not sure how this is going to go.
Yep.
Maybe the doubters, the skeptics were right on this one. But ever since, last two games put up 80 points, and not only did they beat the Ravens last night, they beat the Ravens last night on the road. Your thoughts, Jeffrey?
So I'm assuming the Ravens are going to go up in everybody's power rankings because that's what we do. We always just crown the Ravens. They're the best roster in football, yada, 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 so on and so forth. I was surprised in the sense that Lamar doesn't lose very often in primetime games, and particularly primetime games at home.
Yeah.
Like, that does not happen.
And by the way, he was good. I mean, except for the sacks. Seven of them.
Well, and the fumble. And I don't know. I think because so many people screwed up Lamar in the draft process, saying, you know, he should have been a receiver, and they were wrong on that. I think we've also swung way too far in acting like he is without fault.
I,
the fumble on fourth down was bad too.
Yeah, I don't really blame Lamar for what happened last night. They put up 30 points. You know, I it was the defense that was the problem last night, and
the secondary's been a problem for them. See the Bills game.
The Lions ran for 224 yards. They had Montgomery 151. You had Gibbs, Montgomery, and St. Brown. That's the 10th game where they've all three scored a touchdown, which is the most ever of any three players in league history.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look up the exact number. They also had, like, it felt like 180 yards between the tackles.
Oh, yeah. And then they go for it on fourth, big fourth down play. They go for it on fourth. You get another Derrick Henry fumble.
Yes.
I thought after the Bills game, he said that was never going to happen again.
He's now had a fumble in each of his first three games.
So you had another a fumble there. And so now you have this situation where the Ravens are 1-2 and the Chiefs are 1-2. Are either one of those teams in trouble, or are they just look at who they've lost to? Is it simply they lost to the Bills and the Lions. And same thing for the Chiefs. Chiefs lost to the Chargers and the Eagles. Come on, man. And by the way, none of them were blowouts.
They could have won all.
They could have won. Any one of those games could have gone the other direction, right? And so neither of these teams are in trouble. They're just 1-2, and that's fine. It's not the end of the world. They will both be in the playoffs. They are both formidable. Let's not overreact.
So I think you can say that for sure with the Ravens, because I simply look at the rest of the division, and even though the Bengals got off to their 2-0 start,
that's the thing.
They're without Burrow. And if you watch the Steelers, they do not pass the eye test.
The Steelers forced two turnovers after the opposition had gotten to the two.
Correct.
that is not something you can rely on. I agree completely. I don't believe in the Steelers. I do think if Burrow were healthy, you might start worrying about the Ravens. Obviously, the Browns look feistier than you would have. Not in terms of winning
The Browns defense keeps them in every single game just about. Because even last week with the Raiders, the final score was bad. But if you watch the game, like, it was a dogfight until the Browns defense just kind of caved.
I'll say this, though.
And there's some special teams.
I'm quite confident the Ravens will be in the playoffs because they look like they have a real weakness here. But they still look like a very good team.
Yeah.
They have a real weakness. Now the schedule is tricky, okay? But the place where I distinguish, I think the Chiefs are in more trouble than the Ravens for two reasons. One is the Chiefs just look dysfunctional. That offense does not look like the Chiefs' offense. And again, when they get the receivers back, I think they will be dramatically better. And I guess I count on them to figure it out. But the Ravens, the Chiefs against the Giants, it didn't look right, particularly in the first half, right? And I would not say the same about the Ravens. But let me go through the schedule with you, okay? The Ravens' schedule is as follows. They've got the Chiefs next.
At Arrowhead.
One of these teams is going to be 1-3.
Unless we have a tie, but yes.
Okay.
In the small chance.
So you tell me where they're going to end up. Okay. How many losses are the Ravens going to have at the end of the year? Okay. Chiefs next. You giving them a loss or giving them the W? I think they win that game, but
I'm going to say the Chiefs win.
You think Chiefs win?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's three losses for the Ravens. Then they've got the Texans.
Win.
Then they've got the Rams.
It's at home.
It is at home.
I think the Rams are good. I mean, the Rams had the Eagles beat, and then they just let them off the hook.
Let's give them four. That's four. Four, because you just gave them.
All right, we'll say one. They're going to lose one of those two. Yeah.
So then the Bears at home.
Win.
Dolphins on the road.
Win.
Vikings on the road.
Win.
Browns on the road.
Win.
Jets at home.
Win.
Bengals at home.
Win.
Steelers at home. That's the thing. That it softens up for me.
Win.
Bengals on the road.
I think there's no chance Burrow's back. I'm going to say win.
Patriots at home.
Win.
Packers on the road.
Presuming both teams are playing, I'm saying that's a loss.
Yeah. And then Steelers on the road.
Likely a win, but you never know. Like the playoff positioning and whatnot, like some people may just rest.
That's only five losses.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. And part of it is you're exactly right because of the it's because of the Burrow thing.
Yes.
Right? You certainly would have given him another loss, one of those two, right? Okay, now look at now, by contrast, I would tell you, and this is why I think the Chiefs are, if either one of them is in trouble, it's the Chiefs, okay? Because here you go. What did you say? Who's going to win this game? The Chiefs?
I have the Chiefs.
You said the Chiefs are going to win this game. Okay. Then it's the and they, all right. So they have two losses now. Chiefs at Jaguars.
Jags defense is like salty. I'm going to still say win.
Lions at Chiefs. You got to give them a loss in one.
I'm going to say one of those two. They're losing.
Okay, so that gets us to three losses. Raiders at Chiefs.
Win.
Commanders at Chiefs.
I'm going to say a loss.
That's four losses. Chiefs at Bills.
Loss.
That's five losses. Chiefs at Broncos.
Win. I don't love the Broncos right now.
Colts at Chiefs.
Win.
Chiefs at Cowboys.
Win.
Texans at Chiefs.
Win.
Chargers at Chiefs.
Win.
Chiefs at Titans.
Win.
Broncos at Chiefs.
Okay, I'll
say give him another loss in there somewhere. Six losses. Chiefs and Raiders. So you got them with six losses.
Yeah.
They're in more trouble. A, they look worse, and B, they have a tougher schedule.
I think they're both in trouble because I think the reality is right now, I trust the Bills to be the number one seed.
So the Chiefs have their next three. They're 1-2. Their next three are against the Ravens, the Jags, and the Lions.
Yeah.
like that is tough. And then also on the schedule, the Commanders, the Bills, the Broncos twice, the Colts, and the Chargers. That is, given that you're not playing well and you're 1-2, that's a problem. Whereas the Ravens, okay, fine, they got the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Rams next. But after that, it's pretty clear.
The second half of the schedule. I can already see we're going to be like the last week or the first week of November, and that's when everybody's going to crown.
Yeah, they still have the Ravens again. They still have a Vikings game and a Packers game after that, but basically it really softens up. And
stuff in the NFC could be wrapped up by then.
Yeah. Anyway, really interesting that they are in the trouble that they're in, to the extent whatever. I think you could at least start to contemplate, are they in trouble as you got the Chargers undefeated.
Yeah.
You got the Colts undefeated. You got the Bills undefeated. All right, other news yesterday. We had the news that Bruce Pearl was stepping down. Your thoughts?
So this is, I think, what we're starting to see a lot of when a coach steps down and he wants his successor to be a certain person. We saw it with Tony Bennett at Virginia. The coaches wait basically till the very end to where you don't really have any choice and you gotta pick their guy.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is that a slimy thing to do, or is it something, if you've had the success that Bruce Pearl has had, you deserve the chance to do that? Here's the thing. The only thing I would say about this is that if you believe that you deserve the chance to do this, right, that and if Auburn fans believe that Bruce, hey, he did what he did for us, which was incredible. 11 seasons, 232 wins, 2 Final Fours, 3 regular season, at least a share of the title, 2 conference tournament titles. He has earned the right to pick his successor, right? If you believe that, then you don't have to do it this way, right? Then you coach until you're done coaching, and then you say, all right, I would like to pick my successor. You don't have to scheme it, so that's the only available option. That's my only objection to this is I actually think there's a reasonable argument that Bruce Pearl should be, given what he's done for Auburn basketball, should be allowed to anoint his son as the next head coach. But doing it this way suggests he knows that if it was on an open merit system, they would not have gone with Stephen Pearl.
I think I would also ask the question, how many times does the handpicked successor work?
How many times has it worked?
I mean, I guess you could make the argument.
Most coaches don't work.
Jimbo at Florida State worked.
Who did? Who worked?
Jimbo at Florida State. He was head coach in waiting. Now, yeah. it got messy in the sense that Bowden was like trying to hang on.
But certainly now, it didn't work at North Carolina. It didn't work at Virginia. It didn't.
Let's see. It was something we did a lot. Like,
you know where it worked? Well.
Were you going to say Clemson? Because he wasn't the successor. He was an interim. So I think it's selfish, but I also would acknowledge the reality of it's kind of how you fight back with the, now that these jobs have gotten so good, hey, we thank you, Bruce. We love everything you've done, but we've got a top 10 job or a top 15 job. We're going to take this thing to market and get the best coach we can. It's the way to fight back against that. And also, I mean, Stephen would have gotten lower-level head coaching jobs.
And this could work out just fine.
Sure.
I mean, he gets a running start. That's the other thing. You get a running start with a roster that was built for Bruce, right, that Bruce built.
Yep.
And so I don't hate it. I guess I would just simply say that if you really believe that he had the right to pick his successor, then you don't need to scheme it in this way. Then you just you announced at the end. Well, like, who knows how long he's known. Now, here's the other thing. Maybe part of the point isn't just pulling a fast one on your administration. It's on recruits.
Yeah, I mean,
it's also doing. It's baking in the roster. In other words, let's say Bruce knew he was going to step down at the end of last year. He knew he wasn't going to coach this year, right? Waiting until he did is enabled him to build the roster, and he's giving is not just giving his son a job.
The best chance
he's
to have
giving
it.
His son the best chance to succeed with that job. In which case, honestly, then he's pulling a fast one on the kids, quote unquote kids, right? Then which how honorable is that?
Yeah, I mean, now it's so transactional. Like, they're just going to do the check clear.
Anyway?
So I do not think Auburn was caught off guard. So
they knew this was coming.
Yes. Because there's another the other distinction would be, notice Stephen was not named interim. Stephen was named head coach with a contract.
Right. There was a lot of speculation that he would be stepping down to run for senator. At least in his statement, he said that is not what is happening. He said,
I suspect he's running for some office.
He said,
the senator of Auburn, I believe.
Running for office would have required me to leave Auburn. And so I'm going to be Auburn senator. That's what he said. So we'll see what happens with Bruce Pearl. I totally understand. Do you think this is a situation, though? Can we put this in the bucket with Nick Saban and Jay Wright and Tony Bennett, sick of coaching in this era? It doesn't feel like that as much with Bruce Pearl. It's not a reaction to...
No, Bruce is doing just fine in this era.
Right. He's doing just fine in this era, and he's never really complained about this era.
Right. No, I think this is Bruce wanting to do something else, and I think wanting to set his son up to have the best chance for success.
And then we have the news. It's kind of too bad that, like, one of the, in terms of continuity with Memphis basketball, Daniel Vieira Tuck's presence on the roster is about as good as it gets these days. And to no one's surprise, he is moving on. Once Tariq Ingraham had been identified as Penny to join the team, another big guy, they had to get down to 15. And so how are you going to get down to 15? Daniel Vieira Tuck, who was academically ineligible last year and was going to be academically ineligible this year, is now moving on.
Yeah, it's tough for me to get too up in arms about basically back into the rotation, whatnot. I don't think this is some sign of chaos,
No, it's nothing.
This is the reality.
It's a shuffling of a roster that happens. It's pretty much inconsequential. I don't consider it a big deal at all. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and I think we'll play Believe It or Not on the other side. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. We got Fish on Friday on Tuesday after that. Before then, I will tell you that if you are selling your house, Josh Heisa would be the person to reach out to. Josh and the team at Keller Williams Realty. The first time I met him, I could not have been more impressed. I'd been hearing people talk about Josh Heisa for a long time. Back on the Mike and Mike show, they used to talk about Josh Heisa. Then GP used to talk about Josh Heisa. And then I had a chance to meet Josh Heisa. And what's really, right now, it's a tricky time. We've talked about this. It's a tricky time to sell a house. And so maybe you're getting besieged with offers from out-of-town folks saying, would you like an instant cash offer? I get them on email. I get them on text. I get phone calls, all of that. And you just kind of roll your eyes because, you know, they're just trying to lowball you. You know, they're trying to lowball you and flip your house for a lot more money. Josh Heisa is a local realtor. Here's the way it'll work with Josh. He'll come out and he will look at your home and he will give you a full price offer for your home. And then you got up to 4 months to leave. And that way you skip a lot of the nonsense about selling a home, particularly in this tricky market. It's Josh Heisa and the team at Keller Williams Realty. Josh has the buyers. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do Believe It or Not. Jeffrey, you've played a kazoo.
I don't believe that.
You never played a kazoo?
I don't think so.
I've clearly played a kazoo in my life. It's a funny name, kazoo. Why is a kazoo called a kazoo?
I'll find out.
But, of course, I bring this up. I wrote a little piece about this in the Daily Memphian. It happened Friday, and I was aware of it. I've written about the Central High Band a lot now. I chronicled their triumphant trip to New York and all of that. And then so when this thing happened Friday, I'm like, should I write about the Central Band again? But it's just too good. It's just incredible. So the Central Band, Brighton was playing at Central this past Friday. Have you ever been to Brighton?
Yes, I have.
Have MUS played at Brighton?
I played baseball there. I don't know if we ever played football, or at least
in
my lifetime.
I'm sure the people of Brighton are good people. I have nothing against the people of Brighton. But the Central High Band was told that they could not play at Brighton. Now, I called the principal at Brighton, and I did not get a call back. My thought on all this stuff is, listen, I want you to be able to tell your side of the story. Ollie Liddell, who was the band director at Central, he told me that they were told that they couldn't play at Brighton because the band is too loud. Now, I'm quite certain that that is not what Brighton would say if they deigned to call me back, but they didn't. So I don't know what their actual reason for banning the Central High Band was from playing. Various people have said, well, they played too loud at the wrong time.
I'm going to say, I can already tell you what it was. They have they played during plays.
They didn't whatever. And so, Ollie Liddell was told by his principal that it was because it was too loud. That can't be their actual reason, but whatever. They were told that if they showed up there with their instruments, they would not be admitted to the game. So the Central Band thought about what to do here, and they went back and forth and back and forth, And then the principal, again, this is according to Ali Liddell, came up with the idea, let's get all the kids kazoos. And so they went out and they bought 200 kazoos for the 200 members of the Central High Band. And they got tickets to the game and they went to the game. And sure enough, at the critical moment, they pulled out their kazoos and they played that Central Fight song with all their heart. And they had a spectacular time. It was a great bonding experience. Ali Liddell said it was a form of protest. And evidently, like, in terms of the Central Band, it worked out better than had they been allowed to play their instruments, because they were, it was this creative protest against injustice. And so absolutely. And it, of course, the story has to at least a minor extent gone viral. Listen, if they had a legitimate reason for not allowing the band, tell us what it is, you know. Or here's the other thing, Jeffrey. If someone is playing at the wrong time, and it's interesting, the superintendent of the Memphis Shelby County Schools came out with a statement. He said there are no TSSAA regulations about when you can or cannot play.
Yeah.
I've seen people go. But in the end, officials can always award an unsportsmanlike penalty, can't they? Like, this can be dealt with the same way it's dealt with.
Well, I should say this. I believe they can.
Yeah. But anyway, very clearly, the right answer is not to ban the band.
Never usually is.
It's just stupid. And now you look like this community that bans band. And so you get dunked on with kazoos. And by the way,
was Brighton's band allowed to play?
Brighton's band played. And supposedly, according to witnesses, when the Brighton's band played, the Central band stood up and gave them a loud ovation. Let's be honest. It's a bad look for Brighton. It's a bad look for Brighton, and it is genius creative work on the part of.
I have a spin zone. What if we're not thinking about the real angle?
What's the real angle?
Remind me again what Central's band did in the spring.
They won the essentially Ellington contest.
Yeah. What if you're worried about getting shown up?
Oh, we don't want their band to play because they're going to sound better than our band.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's fine. In the end, you were kind of shown up. So,
did they play the kazoos better than Brighton played?
Did they play
their instruments?
I'm sure. No, kazoos don't really sound good. Let's be honest. They're funny. It sounds like a bunch of bees. That's all it sounds like. But anyway, shout out. I commend
the name origin. I've got it for you. The name likely derived from the slang term bazoo, meaning trumpet or mouth, though its exact origin is unknown. But that was American slang back in the 1800s.
When were kazoos invented?
So they began developing in the U.S. in the 1840s, and they were first patented by Warren Herbert Frost in 1883. Mass production of the metal kazoo began in 1916.
So there you go. I don't even know where I'd go out and get 200 kazoos on a moment's notice, but I'm sure, probably Amazon.
You know,
you can probably get them. Anyway, shout out to the Amazon band for
Central High.
Central High Band, Amazon band, the Central High Band.
They haven't taken over bands yet.
They haven't taken bands yet. That's next. The Central High Band for a creative solution to this dilemma. Jeffrey, it is. This week is the best weekend in all of sports.
I think I believe it.
No, volume.
Okay, here's the deal. The Ryder Cup is by far the greatest event in golf. And it is a great television event, even if you're not a golf fan.
Do you think, by the way, it does transcend?
The sport? Yeah, I think it transcends more than the Masters. So if golf is going to have something that transcends, it's the Ryder Cup.
So you got the Ryder Cup.
Yep.
And by the way, it's always epic. Because you got the rowdiness that is entailed, and you got the USA.
It's
USA,
a football atmosphere.
USA, it's a football atmosphere in golf.
Yeah.
By the way, we did have some, Brandel Chambly.
Oh, yeah. He was cooking on Live From last night.
So he's the Golf Channel. What did he have to say, Jeffrey?
So he was asked about Bryson DeChambeau's press conference, in which Bryson said, and I quote, "All I'm trying to do is inspire kids on YouTube. We've amassed quite a big audience on YouTube, and I'm continuing to focus on that train of thought, and whatever Rory says and whatnot is great. He didn't mean anything by it. I'm excited. I hope we can have some good banter back and forth. And if not, and he wants to do what he's doing, great, no problem. The crowd is going to be on our side. Okay, and we're going to have a fun time.
So people know, what did Rory do?
So Rory basically said, like, part the way that Bryson gets attention is by mentioning himself with other people, like mentioning him with Scotty or mentioning him with Rory. Like that's it's a, like, he basically grifts off of their success.
Okay. And what did Brandel say about this?
Brandel went on live from last night. Quote, he didn't want to talk about playing on a team or how much that meant. What he did do was talk about his YouTube channel, which, if we want to talk about the numbers that are generated from that, it's pretty dubious. I have no doubt that bots are generating a lot of those views. There may be some interest as well, but that's what he wants to talk about? Not the team? Not the Ryder Cup? It's one of the reasons why I think he's going to be such a difficult person to get paired with. No doubt he's a hell of a golfer. No doubt he has his moments of generosity with fans. I've heard about it. But he's an odd duck, and when he's trying to blend in with the team, he has so many potential bulletin board mistakes, and I think he would be a captain's nightmare.
So, so first of all, it's pretty clear he was in that press conference, he was in fact just promoting his YouTube channel. I mean, that's just true. He's asking, what I'm really interested in doing is a YouTube channel. Like, he is 100% using the platform to promote his YouTube channel.
Yes.
Is that bad?
No, I mean, it's weird, but that's what he does. Like, having followed this guy,
and
this
then
is
the
what
other
he does.
Question is this: if you are an awesome golfer, if you're just awesome and awesome, does it matter that you're a weird personality in terms of winning the Ryder Cup, in terms of who you're like, does that stuff matter? Or does it only matter whether you're an awesome golfer and you play awesome golf?
Like, okay. So I would typically agree with you. Give me the awesome golfer. I don't care how odd he is or whatnot. I want to play with the best player because that makes me look better. His game is so unique that stylistically, like, he will hit it everywhere, but if it's him going to hit the recovery shot, that's one thing. But it's hitting it everywhere in places that guys that have never played with him, like, I have no idea, like, how to get out of here. So I do think that it is a difficult pairing, but it's probably overstated. I do agree with you on that.
Do you like the U.S.'s chances here?
It's the best home field advantage in sports. I mean,
and it's not because of the rowdy atmosphere.
No, it's usually because the courses are set up. And they can set it up to where your style of play.
Okay, but what's the little twist this year?
The twist this year is that we've picked Bethpage Black, which is what many would refer to as a bomber's paradise.
Right.
American golfers historically have been the bomb and gouge guys, the guys that hit it really far, don't really care where it goes, thin rough, and just have it, you know, be able to get it out, and the farther you hit it, the more advantage you have. Well, the problem is our team this year is not a bunch of bombers, and the Europeans have a bunch of bombers. So the course setup could actually favor them, but there is a reason why we haven't had a road winner since 2012, and that was an absolute miracle comeback. And since 1993, only four road teams have won. Europe's won three times. The U.S. has won once.
The other reason that one would say that this is by volume,
yes,
the greatest weekend in sports. And again, I'll just always go back to the Super Bowl weekend. You know, if this is the
Super Bowl
weekend,
isn't actually my favorite playoff weekend.
If this is the greatest weekend, how come more people watch the Super Bowl? But
half-time
what
show.
We have this weekend is we've got Chiefs and Ravens.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yep. We have three good NFL games.
The others are,
I would say, Bucks and Eagles, and then the night game is Micah's return to Dallas.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. Micah's return. Boy, they look stupid, don't they?
Not generating much pass rush. Although I would also argue, I'm
then
not sure that's
in,
the only
in
problem.
College football, you've got Alabama, Georgia.
Yep.
You've got Oregon, Penn State.
Yep.
You've got LSU, Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really the headliners. If you want to throw Auburn, A&M in there, or,
TCU, Arizona State, FSU, Virginia on Friday. Who's not fired up for that?
Notre Dame goes to Fayetteville.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things to me is I look at the three that I called headliners, Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State, and LSU, Ole Miss. We will get to Jeffrey's bets on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I really have no idea who's going to win any of those games. That's to me, and is what has been great about this college football season is we don't know who's really awesome, or we
don't know if anyone is awesome.
I can make an argument for Alabama over Georgia, or Georgia over Alabama. I can make an argument. And what the hell have we seen? We assume Oregon's great, but where they've played nobody.
Tulsa just beat Oregon. I mean, Oklahoma State.
So we can assume, yeah. So Oregon, I can make an argument for Oregon over Penn State, Penn State over Oregon. I can make an argument for LSU, Ole Miss over Ole Miss, and I can make an argument for Ole Miss over LSU. Which one of those games, just on Tuesday, I'll let you reevaluate this by, pretend you're in a survivor pool.
Okay.
And you just have to pick one winner from those three games. Who are you what team are you most confident will win?
I think I'm probably going to go Georgia over Alabama because it's Georgia at home. The team that I would, if they were played at a neutral, I would feel best about Oregon. But what we've seen is the teams having to go
travel
3,500 miles. It's a problem.
But none of those would shock you either way.
Absolutely not. Alabama beating Georgia. To me, Ole Miss LSU is just a coin flip. Like, I don't know how you can really feel strongly one way or the other.
Who's going to be quarterback for Ole Miss?
I think it's going to be Trinidad Chambliss.
I think so.
I think Austin Simmons is hurt.
And you would have said, my God, if you had told me at the beginning of the year, Nussmeier versus Chambliss, one guy's got a top 10 NFL draft pick and one guy's got a backup. But I don't honestly know who's the better quarterback.
It's why I love this weekend. I'm going to have three full days of full sports that I love.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I don't know if it's the best ever, but it's pretty good. Okay, the Memphis Tigers should be the favorites to win their conference and the favorites to be the representative in the playoff from the group of five.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I do believe that because I believe that they have the best chance to win their own league, and their own league is going to be the best league. When you start to even look at the other G6s, it's going to be really tough for... Basically, there's going to have to be like a two-loss difference in the L column, and Memphis gets the three biggest threats all at home.
So why aren't they? This is a point that John Martin has made. He said, at least according to where he's looking, they're the third betting favorite in the conference.
I mean,
behind South Florida and behind Tulane.
I think there are a couple of things would be, number one, they have to play both Tulane and South Florida. Like, South Florida only plays Memphis, I believe. I don't think they have to play Tulane. And then you also have that Navy game. But what I also think is, I think North Texas is being undervalued. And I think North
100% agree with that.
So I think North Texas is going to be one of those teams that, because coming into the year, everyone didn't have that high of expectations, they are going to be an agent of chaos.
So you've seen more of these than I have. What do you now? Oh, hell, you just saw Tulane get handled.
Yeah, but I'm
what do you think of Tulane, and what do you think of South Florida? You were not a believer in South Florida all along at the beginning. What now? Here we are.
Well, I was a believer of them week one.
You were a believer in them week one.
Correct.
Yes, that's
right. And I was a week early to fading them.
Right. So what do you now think? Like, Who is the better roster? Who's the better team, South Florida or Memphis? Who is the better team, Tulane or Memphis? Neutral.
From what I have seen on TV, I think the two best rosters are Memphis and South Florida, because I like both of their lines of scrimmage much better. Tulane up front, particularly on defense, they don't have the dudes at all. Like, especially a team that's actually had some really good defensive players. Summerall's a defensive coach. They don't have the guys, but South Florida does have some dudes up front. And while I like South Florida's depth up front on defense, I like Memphis's offensive line better. But I think in the end, it's whose big people are better, and I think they have the best big people.
There was some news. Chris Bracey, who forced the fumble, was the American Conference Defensive Player of the Week. Pretty good for a guy who didn't start the game. Pretty good for a guy who didn't start the game. He had started earlier in the season, but the last two games he didn't start. Now they rotate DBs, like whatever. But Ryan talked about that he handled it perfectly well. Brandon Lewis was the All-State Sugar Bowl Manning, one of the All-State Sugar Bowl Manning Stars of the Week, Jeffrey.
Of course.
How about that?
There you go.
But this was my favorite.
Arch has never won that.
This is my favorite. That Chris Arch has never won that. My favorite was the Chris Bracey fumble, forced fumble, was the Cheez-It Crunch Time play of the week.
I'm more of the Pop-Tarts Bowl than a Cheez-It Bowl guy, but again.
Cheez-Its are the little, cheese puffs are the ones that are like styrofoam packing material, right?
Cheez-Its are the square baked cheddar.
Oh, that's right. What are the little sticks, the little orange sticks? What are those? Those are Cheetos.
Yes.
Which is better, a Cheez-It or a Cheeto?
I like Cheez-Its, but I think the masses would say Cheetos.
Cheetos?
Yeah. Both, you got to get the Cheez-It white cheddar grooves.
I don't, no. I like your classic Cheez-It.
I'm telling you, as a fan, excuse me, as an authority on processed cheddar, this is my sweet spot.
The Tulsa game is going to be 7 p.m. We liking that? That's October 4th. That's here at Simmons Bank Stadium. Is going to be at 4 p.m. Okay. This
Wait,
is,
4 or 7?
I'm 7 p.m. Did I say 7?
You,
I say
we four? Said 7 and then you said 4, so I didn't know which
p.m.
one.
It's October 4, 7 p.m.
Okay.
October 4, 7 p.m. Sometimes I talk too fast. Ryan's going to get another job this year.
All right, so this is where I'm struggling in the sense of, A, you're going to have to kind of project what comes open, and then what is the fallout. And then on top of that, what jobs is he going to be up for that you can unquestionably say these are better jobs? Because I think a lot of these ACC jobs that could come open are coin flippy.
First of all, what you have to do, I mean, let's be honest, like, the reason Ryan hasn't gotten a job so far is because he hasn't succeeded at the level that people should succeed at Memphis, right?
Like, correct.
Whatever we think, like, the market is speaking here, right? The market is telling you that Ryan Silverfield is not considered a hot commodity. That's just what that's what the job market tells us, that he is not considered. He is, until now, not been considered a hot commodity. So you can tell me how many wins he's had or whatever else, but other people don't want him. Right. That's been the history.
Yes.
That very well could be changing. It's also possible that those other people were wrong not to want him. But that is the truth. They have not wanted him. That could be changing this year. The first thing, if he's going to get another job, he's got to deliver in a way that he hasn't delivered before.
Yep.
Right? Like, and so the first predicate is he's got to continue to win at a high level. He's got to get to a championship game. The same thing that Tiger fans want in terms of success here is what Ryan Silverfield wants and what other people want to see from Ryan. They want to see success. So if you're going to predict that he's going to get another job, the first thing you have to say is, yes, this is the year when he's going to break through and at least get to a conference championship game, right?
Yep.
Second thing is then you have to project what jobs are going to come open and are those jobs that he would want. So we know that Florida's going to come open. Doesn't feel like that's a Ryan Silverfield job, does it? He's from Florida, but doesn't feel like he'd get that job.
Ryan Silver's not getting that job.
Right. We know that Oklahoma State's going to come open.
Yes.
Could he get that job?
I think he could.
Would you want that job?
I don't know. I would need to see under the hood.
I think that's the key with all this stuff, right?
Yep.
You feel like Oklahoma State should be a good job in the Big 12, right?
Yeah. There's no reason. There's nothing structurally that feels like it should
Why should you be outspent by
Iowa State or Kansas State?
Or Baylor? Or
I mean, at least with Baylor, it's a private school with tons of money, but like, there's no reason you should.
You're Oklahoma State.
Correct.
That feels like a job he could get, and it feels like a job you might want.
Yes, but I would need to see under the hood.
Who else do we know is going to come open? Okay, how about Arkansas?
I think Arkansas is going to probably try to go a different direction. I think Arkansas is going to try to get in the John Sumrall sweepstakes.
It is interesting. Like, it is interesting just the perception. The John Sumrall thing.
One guy's got SEC experience.
Is that the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So Arkansas tries to get in the John. Would you want that job if you're John Sumrall? Why? You're just going to get your brains beat in, aren't you?
The problem that I would have with Arkansas is it seems to me that they're trying to win in three sports by spending a lot of money. And I don't know what that means for football. Like, when you're trying to compete in football, basketball, and baseball, and one of those is a vanity project in baseball.
Right.
Also, right now, early stages of Cal. Who do you think's winning the power struggles?
Oh, okay. Cal doesn't like it if you spend money on football.
Right.
That's established. He wants the money coming. He wants to come in his direction. Okay, what else? Who else?
So, like, what if Florida goes and gets Drinkwitz from Missouri? Would you... There's a Laird connection.
That's a good one. I do believe. Here's the thing. He has been good for a long time. He just hasn't been great.
I think they're also, when I look at the rest of the league, I think they're better.
Well, and not only that, if you're an AD, I do think you have to, I mean, I think you look at attendance and you look at enthusiasm and you wonder about that. But if you're a place that generates its own, right, its own fan base. One of the things that I think is to Ryan's absolute credit is he has shown an ability to operate in this universe, right? Like, he's got great resources. He's got FedEx. He's got better resources. But he deploys them well, right?
And where I would give him credit is I think initially he was a very big complainer about this era.
He's just totally adjusted.
But he has adjusted. And also the other thing I would say about, like, Missouri as an option, if Drinkwitz leaves, and Drinkwitz is kind of the carnival barker, he's the front and center, more times than not, fan bases, when you leave them, they want the opposite, and I got the opposite for you.
Yeah. If you were running a marathon, okay, this is a stretch.
I was going to say, this is a tough.
If you were running a marathon, and Harry Styles was running next to you, you would know it's Harry Styles.
Probably.
You would?
He has distinct characteristics.
I would have no idea it's Harry Styles. Harry Styles ran the Berlin Marathon. under another name. He was not entered as Harry Styles. He was entered as Stead Sarandos.
Okay.
I'll say this, though. He ran it in 2:59.
That's hauling.
That is hauling ass.
He's sub three.
How old is Harry Styles? Sub 3 hours.
30?
Sub. Well, that's, of course, that's about peak marathoner, like older, later 20s, I think, is sort of. So maybe it's not as impressive. But Harry Styles, yeah.
31. How do I know that?
Harry Styles, Berlin Marathon, as Stead Sarandos.
That has to be Harry Styles in Spanish, right?
Is it? I don't know. Is there such a thing? Isn't Harry Styles in Spanish Harry Styles? 2:59:13. So there you go. Harry Styles in the Berlin Marathon. I would not know. I'd just be running along next to a dude, and I'd wish him the best. We did have NFL news, by the way, that we should touch on briefly. Nick Bosa, Bosa family, man, they're breakable. Torn ACL. Najee Harris, Achilles.
Wonder why.
And don't say that. Cause,
I wonder why.
Because the other Bosa is totally clean and is wrecking havoc now.
I told you what I wanted. Let's cycle. It was a one-year deal. Let's cycle up for one good year.
Najee Harris, Achilles. So if you've got a Marion Hampton on your fantasy team, good for you. The Falcons fixed everything, Jeffrey, by firing their wide receiver.
And sending their coach, their coordinator to the field.
Right. And fired the wide receiver coach. It's all Ike Hilliard's fault. CeeDee Lamb is going to be out for a little while, and that's your NFL injury news. Do you think it's a problem? I do think like the quarterbacks are a problem for the just view watchability of the NFL.
Did when you happen have, to catch any of Vikings Bengals?
I did not catch any of it. No, was it just?
It's a problem. Now, some of it also wasn't all Browning.
Yeah, and Carson Wentz won that game, but he didn't.
He had at one point they were up 34-0, and he had 80 yards of offense, or 34-3, something like that.
If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union would be the place to go. It's why when Claire was looking for one, I go to Leaders. When her sons were looking for new banks, go to Leaders. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. You can go. They have a branch in Bartlett. That's the one we went to. They got a brand new branch in Arlington, but you can just download the app. Technology is incredible. Even I can figure it out. And that's something. That's saying something. But whether you're looking for a new mortgage or a new car loan or a new finance institution because you're getting sick of yours, Leaders Credit Union. Check it out. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. We'll talk to Chris Harrington coming up next. Then we got Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.